The gospel this morning is from the 18th chapter of Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused. But later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear for God and or no respect for anyone, yet this widow keeps bothering me. I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So I talked to the children about Psalm 121, but I want to talk to you today about this parable. I love parables. I like proverbs too, but parables are different from proverbs. Proverbs generally give you one bit of information, one piece of wisdom, one moral learning. That's not what parables do. One scholar I know said that a parable was kind of like an unstable bomb. That's not how we think of parables, are they? It has more than one way to get into it, which meaning it has more than one answer, more than one meaning to it. It has more than one wire that you can cut. And when you finally get it, when you have finally heard the parable's meaning, at least for you, it might be different from what somebody else hears. When you finally get it, it explodes and changes your worldview. It changes how you look at the world. It changes your prejudices. It changes just how you think about yourself in this world. And nothing is ever the same again. No wonder we try to tame these little stories that Jesus told. We try to stamp them down so they're not as dangerous as they really are. Even the gospel writers try to tame them, try to give them one meaning. Listen to what Luke did today in our parable called The Widow and the Unjust Judge. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. What's the first way to defuse a bomb? Cut one wire. Luke gives us one meaning right off the start. You haven't even heard the parable, and Luke is telling you this is what it means. Trying to diffuse it. Trying to make it not as dangerous as it could be. He tells us that it's about persistent praying and consistent hope. Now, that's not a bad meaning. And it certainly has led to many a wonderful sermon on this parable. But is that really what Jesus meant when he told this parable? What does the parable itself, which is only verses 2 through 5, focus on? Well, in part, persistence. That's there. But prayer is never mentioned. Justice is. It's interesting. Then at the end of the parable, after it, Luke gives us these verses. And the Lord said, "And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them." What happened to prayer? It looks like Jesus also is talking about justice. And finally we get to that really weird last verse. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Faith? Where'd faith come from? Weren't we talking about prayer or justice? And now we're suddenly talking about faith? And on top of this, Jesus is now talking also about this kind of end of the world stuff. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on earth? Well, I think another way to diffuse a bomb, which Luke is trying, is the old bait and switch method. You put in a dud for a live bomb, or you smother it with lots of blankets of meaning, so when it explodes, it's not as bad. There are so many ideas for a sermon here that I want to just go back for a minute and let's look at the parable itself, not with all the other stuff hanging around it, although we might go back to that afterwards. In a certain city, there was a judge. And in that same city, there was a widow. Coincidence, they happen to be in the same city. And it's actually a very funny parable. Many of Jesus' parables are funny, but we don't always get the humor because we take them so seriously. It sort of reminds me of the TV show The Big Bang Theory. Anyone ever watch it? Yeah, it's kind of like about this group of inept scientists who are kind of socially inept. And Sheldon is the nerdiest of all and the most socially inept of all of them. Sorry. He has this OCD kind of way of knocking on a door. Do you remember that? Knock, 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 Penny. Knock, 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 Penny. Knock, 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 Penny. Or knock, 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 Leonard. Knock, 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 Leonard. Knock, 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 Leonard. And Penny and Leonard will finally answer the door. Not because they want to see Sheldon. Oftentimes it's 2 a.m. for Leonard. Far from it. Penny and Leonard will answer the door eventually because they want to stop Sheldon from knocking on the door. So it's the same thing in this parable. We find a poor, helpless widow who has nowhere else to go to get justice but to turn to a judge. And the judge, we are told, is unjust. He does not seem to care about either God or have respect for anyone else. The only one who can help her is unwilling to do so. She has no money to bribe him. She has no power to coerce him. She has no important relatives who can act on her behalf. So, what is she to do? Well, she has 2 choices. She can either quit and give up, or she can be persistent, annoying, nagging. She can beat on his door. She can accost him in the streets. She can stand in her yard with a sign saying, "Give me justice." She can tell all of her family and friends about how unjust he is and what he's doing and try to convince her to help him. In short, she can refuse to go away. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, judge. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, judge. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, judge. And it works. For exactly the same reason that Penny and Sheldon acts. The judge says, because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not keep annoying me. The judge gives her what she wants, so she will go away. He wants to just get rid of her. So let me ask you, how is God like the unjust judge? Because if Luke is right, and the parable is about persisting praying, then isn't God the one we are persistently praying to? Trying to get God to respond to our prayers? Knock, knock, knock. Hey, God. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, God. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, God. I don't think so. But that's part of our dilemma. If we read the parable the way Luke suggests. So to correct this misreading, Luke has Jesus respond this way after his parable. Just listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God, who is so much more than this unjust judge, hear and respond to our prayers so much more? Well, that's some good news at least. But the second part of our dilemma is this. It's been 2,000 years, and we've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and yet there's still injustice in this world. There are still widows and orphans, immigrants and elderly who suffer. Many still struggle in this world against oppression. How much longer should we keep knocking? How much longer should we keep praying? Now, don't get me wrong. I think that persistence in prayer is very important. Even when the prayers don't seem to be answered the way we want them to be. Not because persistence changes God. But for the changes that such prayers make for us. How they change our own hearts and minds. The spiritual author Frederick Buechner says this about persistence. It's a key because not because you have to beat a path to God's door before God will open it. Because until you beat the path, maybe there's no way for God to get to your door. Maybe that persistence is a way to trample down a path so your door can be opened. This is all wonderful stuff, but remember I said it's like a bomb, so where's the explosion? This is all kind of boring. Where's that parable's aha moment? The one that changes how you look at things? Well, maybe try this. What if in this parable, God is the widow? Not the judge, the widow. Sit with that for a moment. Knock, knock, knock. Linda. Knock, knock, knock. Linda. Knock, knock, knock. Linda! What if the persistent widow is God? And what the widow wants is justice. Not justice that punishes, but justice that rebuilds relationships, that restores people's dignity. That's what the lowly want when they come to us asking for justice. And we know from Scripture that that's what God wants for all of us also. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the good news is that God is like the widow. Unrelenting, persistent, assertive, always right there with us. God never gives up on any of us. Even when we act as though we neither fear God nor have respect for others. And there's hope, not just for the widow and the orphans, the oppressed and the refugees in this world, but for us as well. Hope that God's will for a just, healed, and restored creation will be done on this earth as in heaven. Even now, in, with, for, and through us. For we know that our God is a God of steadfast love and faithfulness. It's God who will be faithful through to the end. Always for us, persistent and never failing. Always opening our minds, our hearts, and our hands to become Christ to all whom we meet. In Revelations, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Maybe today you'll open that door. Maybe. And what a good day that would be for all of us. For this whole world, for everyone. May it be so. Let that day come, O Lord. Amen.